WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
No longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Yvonne and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Yvonne and Therese. Yeah. Who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Just first thing that.
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? I hope all is well. I hope your day has been a good one so far. And I hope that you have been safe. Because there's a bunch of insanity out there right now. Yep. A bunch of insanity. In order to not feed into that and to do something more pleasurable, give you something more pleasurable, I'm going to be quiet until Resi.
Keep going, and I just can't erase.
This is Robin S., and you're chilling with us in the basement. Robin S. and Yvonne, what's your question?
I need your smile.
Fawn. What's up, baby?
I've got so many things to say. Can we talk about it? I wanna talk about it, but let's not talk about who's right or who's wrong. I wanna move on so we can start all over again. 'Cause I'd much rather be with you than without you. I love you.
I love you.
Baby, I need you.
I need you.
Oh, come back home.
So
alone.
So
soon I miss you.
Chocolate Mac, the slim kid with gold fronts, eyes red from blunt, been on tour for months, they dipped in crushed linen, player from the beginning, creaming women, and I be sinning, that's how I'm living, ladies in all complexions, connections and ghetto sections, but you'll be that exception, the one I cared about, wanna know about your whereabouts, and then I ditched you, so now I miss you, true.
Come back, come back home.
You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese.
You're the only one brave enough to love me. Took you through a wall, but you never left my side. Never left my side. You're the only one who can see right through me. Even when I'm wrong, you would never let me die. You never let me down. They say that they last forever, but if you die, we die together. Love you always, I'm with you always. They say that they last forever, but if we die, we die together. Love you always, I'm with you always.
I love you, baby, so far. Longer than the child of one, it won't crack or ever fall. No, I'm not the same
thing,
but let the rain keep coming down. I know that love won't let us
drown.
No,
the only way that they could ever take you from me, they have to move the world to another galaxy, but I find my way back home. If we're standing in the face of Armageddon, and the love we have is our only weapon, I wouldn't fear a thing. This chain of the last forever, but if it's our side together, I'll love you always, I'm with you always. This chain of the last forever, but if it's our side together, I'll love you always, I'm with you always.
Love is in the world, stronger than the child of war.
Yes, you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio, and you're watching In the Basement with Javon and Therese, the short Therese. I'm not sure where my homie is right now, but I pray that she is well. How you doing, LaVon B? You're the only one I can see right now, so it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's just you and me, baby. How you doing, cousin? How you doing? I had a nice day today. I guess, you know, work went well. It was smooth. Anybody's birthday it is today? Happy birthday. Let's see, what else? The Brooklyn shooter. That was freaking insane. I'm a New Yorker, and anytime anything happens in New York, it freaks me out. So I'm always, you know, trying to make sure that everybody's safe, you know. How you doing, Mrs. Gretchen? Just trying to make sure everybody's safe. I pray that you and your loved ones are safe. And, you know, not for nothing. It's very rare that a black person goes and shoots up everything. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But you don't see that happen very often. Is that facts? But the way the world is going right now, anybody could do anything. I love New York too, Ms. Gretchen. I really do, because that's my hometown. That's my hometown. And born and raised, still work in New York, you know, in New York. And you know, I love New York. I don't want to live there anymore, but I love it. I still love it. And New York people, y'all my people. That's my peoples, especially New York City. You know, it's so funny. When I think New York, I think New York City. I don't think, and when I say New York City, I'm not just talking about Manhattan. I'm talking about the five boroughs. It doesn't matter where you're from in the boroughs. And I also extended a little bit up, like to Westchester County, Yonkers. I think about that too, you know. You start getting up, and even maybe Orange County, because I got some people in Orange County. But I don't, you know, I don't be thinking about Albany. I mean, it's a part of New York, and all of our governmental crap comes out of there, but that's not really what I think about when I think about New York. I think about New York City. And, you know, I love it. I don't go often because it's almost like you love it and it's like, okay, enough already with New York. I don't know. But I do know this, that there are so many people crowded up in New York that at some point you have to, you know, especially in New York City, you have to stop and love up on your neighbors because it's just too many people. Ms. Gretchen says, exactly, per statistics, that is very rare. So much so, some cite M Cultura or an inside job. Seen Ms. Sam Joe reading on this case. Celestial tarot cards. Yeah, so it's statistically, it's not black people that are doing that. So I'd be remiss not to say, okay, this brother got some mental health issues, right? Mental health concerns. But then when the others do it, and I will just say hashtag the others, I don't want to hear about mental health, although a lot of it is mental health. But the bottom line is, why are people with mental health having access to guns? Meanwhile, nobody dies because a gay couple got married, but they want to be strict on those laws in certain places, you know? I mean, priorities, people. Priorities. That's all I could say about that, you know? Like, people with their biases and their isms, whether they're racist and homophobics and whatever the hell, get over that shit, move on, let's just take care of each other in the society. How about that? Can we do that? Can we just, you know, love on one another? What's, I don't know. Is it me? Am I just crazy? I don't know. That part, am I right? Ms. Gretzen says also, some believe they aim to put the face of terror on a black person to use as an excuse to pump up the harassment of black people, reinstate that wicked stop and frisk. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just crazy. It's crazy. You know, what you gonna do, right? Speaking of which, you know what? I got something for y'all, but let me do this. Let me play a little bit of music, and I'm going to pull some stuff up to share with y'all. So don't you go nowhere.
I'm make me rise. You are my joy, you are my pride. I live for you under the sun. You are the wonder. You make me whole. You make me wise. You are my joy. You are my pride. I live for you under the sun. Oh, Lord, you are the wonder.
That's Miss Karen Wheeler, formerly of Soul to Soul. So, what I wanted to share with you all, I ran across this in my Facebook timeline. And first, you know what? Let's try something different here for a change. Let's do something here. Let's try something. No, I'm not feeling that. Let's try. No, that sounds stupid. Yeah, a little background music. Oh, no, that's a little weird. Okay. Okay, so here is this is not actually the Black History moment that I would normally do, but this is Alberta Jones. She was Louisville's first female Black prosecutor. She was killed in 1965. She was 34 years old, a civil rights pioneer, and she was beaten and thrown in the Ohio River. The prosecutor was pulled out of her rental car, beaten in the head with a brick until she lost consciousness, and thrown into the Ohio River, where she drowned. The brutal August 5th, 1965 murder of Alberta O. Jones, a civil rights activist and the first woman to become a prosecutor in Louisville, was never solved, despite fingerprints obtained from her car and witnesses who saw men tossing a body from a bridge. Never forget about Jones, a trailblazer who integrated the University of Louisville and worked as the first attorney for Muhammad Ali, who was then Cassius Clay, negotiating the contract for his first fight. Alberta Jones, we speak your name. I just wanted to share that only because I had run across the information about her last year, and I wanted to, it just blew me away. And then, you know, today we're looking at our very first Black female Supreme Court justice who stands on the shoulders of Alberta Jones and all who came before her. You know, there's so much history that we don't know, that's not talked about, you know. Nikola Tesla reportedly said that New York City is one of the major vortexes of the planet. Brooklyn is below sea level, hence why it's believed that New York City is so hated on. Reminds us of the New York City Justice Sheila, her surname escapes me, the first female Muslim judge, Hudson River. Perplexing. Yeah, I kind of remember that. And, you know, Black women are constantly preyed upon. And so with that, I'll say, let's do more praying for them. Yeah. Let's pray for them. You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese. Is Miss Ann Nesby. All right? All right.
You may feel like the pressures of life are laying heavy on you right now.
I'm like my mouth, cause the Lord's been good to me. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, could have died in my sleep. I was bound by sin, but he's given me the victory. And I'm glad that I'm free. I'm not just a Sunday morning Christian, I praise him every day. The ransom that he gave for my life is a debt that I can't repay. I've been redeemed by the blood, that's why I live holy. And even if the enemy tries, he's never ever gonna stop me. Lord, we give you praise. This is my lifestyle, it is not a phrase. Lord, we give you praise. This is my lifestyle, it is not a phrase. Now everybody's still amazed, every gal has yet to fall off. That's because before I started walking in my ministry, I counted up the cost. Every ounce of knowledge that I gained before I knew the Lord, I count as lost. I submit to his will, he's my boss. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. Don't matter what the haters say, I gotta keep it real. I'm blessed in the valley and I'm showing up blessed on the hill. To bring glory to the Lord is the reason why I live. Lord, we give you praise. This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase. Lord, we give you praise. This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
Hey, for the rest of my days, you can catch me with my hands up like I'm doing the wave. I'm so lost in his love, I've been filled by a spirit like a hand in a glove. That means that he is on the inside, rivers of living water pouring on the outside. This is not a phase, man, it's a lifestyle. Surrender or take your walk down the green mile. Been anchored in the Lord, so I got a grip. If you need the living waters, go on, take a sip. While the water's being troubled, better take a dip. Because I'm next in line, and you might get skipped. I'm blessed from my head to my toes. Flip that from my days back up to my bro. I'm a child of the king, so it ain't no doubt. I got a praise on the inside, I gotta let it out.
Lord, we give you praise.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for you are this way.
Lord, we give you praise.
Rezzy Poo, what it do?
Hey, mama. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you okay? You good?
Yes, okay. Coming to you live from True Now.
Yes. I'm just glad you okay, man, because, you know, I don't hear from you. My heart start beating. You have headphones?
Do not have headphones
that
are charged.
Yeah.
Can you hear me well? Can you hear me clear? Really? Hey, Constance. I'm here live from True Lounge, and it's a major talk show going on here tonight.
A major talk show? You having a good time, Rez? I see you had a good time, a good party on Monday night after work party.
It is an interesting Wednesday, you know, but more than not yet. Hey, Pop. Hey, Sage.
Papi Chulo, how are you?
Wednesday.
It's good. Good, good. I feel like Therese can't hear anything that I'm saying, y'all. So this is going to be the... This is going to be us trying to hear one another. Say that again?
I said, are you getting the feedback?
No, I can hear you. I can hear you. But you can't hear me.
Okay.
So show us what's going on at the True Lounge.
We have an in-person chatterbox right now.
Well, who's over there? Let's bring them on the camera. Let's see who they are. Bring them on the camera.
Okay, I'm gonna say hello. How's that?
Perfect. We could all be at the True Lounge together.
I just want to say hi to my
come down to True Lounge. True Lounge is where it's at.
It's a live talk show.
Come on,
yeah, aren't they beautiful?
They are. They're all beautiful. Live from the True Lounge. Where are you at, Pop? Where's Pop? Where's Ulysses Pop Carter in the world?
You know he's glow. He's on a world tour with Muhammad, my man.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know.
I see you, Paige. I believe he may be somewhere between Nevada.
He's in Atlanta this week.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So are your people in Brooklyn good? Your people in Brooklyn, are they good? Okay, this is what we're going to do. Can you see the
You're
screen?
You're coming in very, very low for some reason.
Okay. Just.
But I am on a lower level, so that kind of could be part of the problem. So I don't think it's you. So don't tap any buttons. It's probably me.
She said, "Don't tap your button."
Lower level vibe.
Can you see on the screen?
Are your Brooklyn people okay? That was super smart.
That's why I do what I do.
That's our date. If you're nasty. My Brooklyn people some of them are traumatized. Some of them are disbelief. Some of them are talking conspiracy. And, you know, but they are all okay, you know, physically. So there's the emotional fallout. And also one of my Brooklyn people who worked in school that was in the area was affected by it, you know, because they had to do a school lockdown.
No problem.
Right back.
You know, we always learning stuff and doing something cool and different on this show, baby. You just don't know what it's going to be. Pop, I miss you. We need to talk because, you know, we got to get our After Dark thing together, okay? So we need to talk. And for those of you who don't know what After Dark is, here's a preview. We've been teasing it, so we need to get it in.
Are you ready for After Dark in the basement? only on WJBR Internet Radio.
I'm just saying, Pop, we got to talk about it. We need to chat. When you get back, and yes, do a field trip and chill. Because, you know, I've been through a couple of times. You know, I've crawled out the basement a couple of times to run through and check on Resi, you know. Today, I'm doing okay. I thought I was sick for a minute. I was nauseous, had a headache. But I got through it. And you know what? That's the lesson for life, y'all. Go through what you got to go through. Grow through what you got to grow through. It's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, that was quite silky smooth. I was hanging out with Dr. Simone about a week ago. And she's ready, and she's excited. So, we got to go after dark. Yeah, we got to do that. And this time, I'll be sweeter. Me too, Pop. You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the Basement with Javon and Terrence.
Darling, can't you see what losing you has done to me? I'm not the same girl I used to be.
Hey, David Sosa.
Have a change of heart. Don't leave me standing in the dark. Don't let confusion keep us apart. Come back to me, and I'll guarantee all the tenderness and love you will ever need. This time I'll be sweeter.
You tell Smokey, I said, hello.
I won't let you down. Have faith in me.
Ah! Yes, that's Angela Beaufield. So is that Saturday? Is the 18th Saturday?
On the 18th.
Wait, say that again, Therese?
What's going on the 18th?
That's Pat Houston's birthday. And if that, it's, oh, it's Monday. It's Monday. Okay. All right. So can you hear me better now, Therese?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Constance. Constance, can I ask you, are you the person that listens to me on... Oh, no. I know who you are. I just realized who you are. You're Connie from Spread the Mustard. Spread the mustard, right? Okay, so they could catch up. I'm sorry, my bad, sweetheart. I got you now. I got you up here, son. Yo, you missed it. You missed it, Rez, earlier today, tonight. I started off with some back-to-back Monifa. I was just in the Monifa.
Back-to-back what?
Monifa. I don't know why I just sang that like that.
EMT Unity?
Yes.
I'm having a really cute time with a few of my faves that have come in tonight. And they're a chuckle patch. They really are.
Yeah, the weather's nice here too, Pop.
Tomorrow it's supposed to be 80 degrees here. Did you hear that?
Yes. And Therese, you do have to get headphones for when you're in at the lounge, because you're not going to be able to hear me otherwise.
Okay. I'll have to remember to charge them, because I don't really, you know, it's like having something in your eyes and having something in your ears, but I will definitely do that.
Groovy, baby.
Because I don't have a earphone jack. But I will do that. For you, I will do that.
Thank you, Rezzy.
So your Wednesday was good?
You know,
I caught the alleged subway vigilante.
Yeah. We were kind of chatting about that a little bit, and you know how it's usually not us but the others that do that mass shooting. And you know, apparently what we didn't talk about, but apparently there was some glitches with the cameras in the station.
Well, we'll just see how this plays out.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Very orchestrated.
Monday night, Constance, there's an after work True Lounge. That's a good night to come down.
Oh my
so
gosh.
If you are able to go to the True Lounge on Monday night, then I suggest you do
Monday
that.
Actually, it's an after work joint, so it's 5 to 10, and literally we do it punctually because it's, you know, you have to work vibe. So we make sure that, you know, in and out and folks going on. And DJ Beloved is on the ones and twos and threes. I think he got three decks up there. So, and it's a blast. You know, the first one launched up. We had a really good opening night, and look forward to many more.
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll crawl through. Maybe one day I'll slide through, you know, on a Monday night. I'm old, so, you know, we'll see. We shall see what we shall see. That's what my grandmother always says. Hit. I got you.
Unfortunately, I may have to jump off in a few.
That's all right, Rezzy. I just wanted to see you.
Hold on.
Okay. I'll see you and make sure you.
just wanted to see you and make sure you're good. I love you.
I love you back. Go hang with your people.
Thank you, guys. And I'll see you all Saturday. And thank you, Silky.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you guys for hanging out for brunch in the basement with Jamon and friends.
That's so fun.
I appreciate you guys. I'll see you Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. That's my girl right there. That is my girl right there. She busy handling her business. B-I-Z-ness. Okay? And she still finds time to run through. And that's what we do. That's how we do. You know, we got to take care of ourselves and take care of one another. And since David Sosa slid through and Sage slid through, I'm going to play David Sosa and I'm going to play Sage. You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio.
Baby, let me holler at you. There's something we gotta do, but I wanna make things very clear. See, I'm newly single, babe, and I ain't trying to get back in no thing. But I'm trying to get right into you. I wanna knock on that door if you let me in. I wanna beat on the walls and get a good ride in. I'm in need of healing, babe. I'm on that Marvin Gaye, so let me know what works for you. Hey, although I'm down to do this again, I'm okay with a one-night stand. As long as we stay on the same page. Due to recent history, we can't allow this to be getting caught in our feelings. But if it's ever you need, I'm here to please. I'm even down on my knees. And you can serve it to me. Not trying to think about life. A healthy distraction seems nice. So let me know what you wanna do. Just too much to unpack in my head. It's all too cold in my home and in my bed. I admit I'm using you and it just ain't right. Some affection to help me get through this night. 'Cause you're all I need. I need some attention. So tired, so tired of being by myself. Oh, I'd rather be inside of somebody else. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 o
danger of I love you. Bloody and silent hurts, pain, weep. My heart hoping that you would exhale with each breath. To show you the parts that prevent me from being independently happy, the dangers of I love you. Erected monuments in a single day created continents. For you I resonated poetry. I sung a lullaby for every tear that you cried. For you, I would have died. A candle in hell for love, my love, shut up, no surprise. It sent its bubble valve of Egyptian mushrooms waiting for us. At sunbreak, my lips would be I would relieve your stress at the end of my day. Sprinkle rosebuds upon the bed before we say, I would lick the parts that you said do not take less tears of laughter flow. And yet before me you stand in this oblivious stupor, looking straight through my little eye. Evaporating rapidly, devastation with no protection. You see, I tore down my wall, each of them all stripped, bare, beauty, white, broken, empty became my reality because my identity was based on the lies perpetuated, the facade that you created. The dangers of I love you means tragic vulnerability. Giving yourself to someone who can only love superficially. Loving one is not the dangers of my love. I wouldn't know what it is, but you know you have to.
Hi, this is Robin Anna, and you're chilling with us in the basement. Robin Anna, thank you.
I might be moving down there in a few years. Listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese and Pop. Ulysses Carter, I love you.
Stop trying.
Yes, clap your hands, stomp your feet because you're here. I mean, with all of the insanity, think about past couple of years and what the world has been through, what, you know, how many lives have been lost, and yet we're still here. I mean, a moment of silence. It's been a hard time for a lot of people, man. And yet we're still here. We're still here. And every day, every breath is possibility. It's potential to do better, to do more. And, you know, gratitude will take you a long way. If you think about the people who you love who are still here, the things that you've always wanted to try that are now really a possibility. When you look at what's going on in other places and what has happened to other people and the fact that you're still here. For me, I lost my father in 2019. Then I lost my cousin. And then the world shut down and I lost multiple people after that. Aunt, cousin, I lost another uncle. My uncle passed away just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I just found out yesterday that another cousin passed away. Every day, we have to be grateful for all that we have. And, you know, don't waste time with the foolishness, you know, resentment. Don't nobody deserve space in your head rent free. You sitting there being upset with somebody, they ain't even thinking about you. Somebody said, a friend of mine said, we don't forgive and forget, we remember and recover. And the recovery is what's important. So my prayer for all of us is that we recover from whatever it is that we need to recover from, discover whatever it is that we need to discover, and love on one another. And with that, I'm going to head out early tonight. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot, you know? And yet you're still here. Still here. And you are loved. You are loved. Each and every one of you, everyone in the sound of my voice, if you can hear me, just know that you are loved. And it's a blessing that you are here. and every breath is the possibility to do better. You know what, Pop? I'm right there with you. I cannot say how many people I've lost since 2019. It's like my father was like a domino effect. Like it was him and then everybody else. And, you know, it's been a lot. The other thing is we have each other. And I'm so grateful to have you all, each and every one of you that come through here, whether it be Wednesday night, Saturday afternoon, morning, or both, especially both. And I want you to know that I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And that's real. Real talk. And so I'm going to let us all off early tonight. And everybody, please stay safe.
And no matter how it be, the world and you will be. Speak up for yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord.
Everybody, this is Cy Smith, and you are in the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement, hey, with Javon and Therese.
Ooh, I dig that.
Trinidad and Therese.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Yvonne and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Yvonne and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr.
Ooh.
Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.